All right, and welcome back to the show. Now, right now on the line, I have Sam Morgan. He is host of a new podcast series called Able Audio, focusing on music, technology, and disability. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I think I need more coffee, but yeah.
Yeah, don't we all? The podcast series is out today. You must be excited.
I'm very excited. It's been a long year. Lots of admin, getting guests on and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, let's start, in the most logical place and kind of just tell us a little bit about this podcast series.
Yeah, so it's 6-episode podcast series that explores the intersection kind of between music technology, disability, and accessibility. It's funded by the New Zealand Music Commission with support from Arts Access Aotearoa. Yeah.
This must be quite like an interesting interesting topic, I should say. How did you get involved? Was this your idea?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I did some honours research at Massey, and I have like a degenerative eye condition myself, so I was kind of, I guess, worried about how I was going to make music in the future. If I can't see the screen, how am I going to record? So like, I started looking into that. I thought I was going to have to buy all these like dusty mixing consoles because of their tactile design.
Yeah, right.
That ended up being a bit of research. I worked alongside a blind music producer, and we just figured out how music technology education could be more accessible.
So, how is this series kind of structured? Because I know you have basically guests for each podcast, correct?
Yep.
So, tell us a little bit about kind of who these guests are and what you're exploring with each podcast.
Yeah, so a lot of the guests, they're music technologists themselves. I think 5 of the 6 people actually had disabilities themselves. And then the 6th works with people with disabilities, so
yeah, right.
It's usually just talking about their own sort of interaction with music and their experiences mainly of having a disability and, you know, engaging with music technology. Yeah.
So you must have learned quite a bit from doing this series.
Yeah, I think the main thing I learned was there's quite a lot of disconnection. Like, a lot of people are doing really important mahi. It's just not a lot of people know that they're doing the mahi. And it would be great if there's whanaungatanga, you know, like connectedness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Between them. So then, yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested, kind of, now you've done this, what's like your outlook on music technology and accessibility? Has it filled you with a lot of hope?
Has, yeah, it definitely has. I think music technology is like a really good opportunity to kind of like make things more equitable.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I've like kind of over the podcast, I've heard from a lot of people that are using some really cool music technologies. Like there's one called the Magic Flute. And pretty much if you can blow through a straw and move your head up and down, you can play this instrument. So,
wow.
For people who can't use their hands or legs, that's evening the playing field, really.
Yeah, that's incredible. Do you have any other kind of examples of what might be talked about or looked at in this podcast series, without spoiling too much, obviously?
I think the cool thing about the podcast is it started off being about music technology and disability, but a lot of people just started talking about their experiences as a disabled person. And for people who have disabilities themselves, it really shares the experience of disabled people, and that's great for disabled and non-disabled people to hear about people's experiences. I guess that's the really cool part about it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's interesting you say that because I was going to kind of ask, the original vision you had for this podcast, was the finished product kind of what you expected?
Not really, no, actually. It was definitely, I kind of went into it thinking that, I kind of thought that a lot of people would be facing a lot of barriers, but I've kind of come out of it with a lot of hope, and there's a lot of cool things people are doing. So like, for example, there's, I interviewed someone, Dr. Anthea Skinner, over in Melbourne, and she's running something called the Adaptive Music Bridging Program. So it's pretty much disabled students can use assistive technologies and learn how to play in an orchestra, and then eventually they join the Melbourne Youth Orchestra. So it's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it would give you all the warm fuzzies. I guess, yeah. I guess the important question is, where can people listen to Able Audio?
So all of the streaming platforms, and there are transcripts online on Arts Access Aotearoa's website. So Apple Audio, Spotify, all your usual subjects, yeah.
Suspects. Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Sam. It sounds like such an interesting podcast series, and I can't wait to listen to it. And this is just, it's so great you're highlighting this kind of area of music, and it doesn't nearly get enough attention. So thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you've done.
Awesome. Yeah, no, thank you.